Tom in Chino Hills, California on KHJ Radio 930 in Los Angeles. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Welcome.
Yeah, I've got a question for your, well, for you and your guest there. My wife and I, we have been doing a lot of study and a lot of reading, a lot of learning over the course of our marriage, over the course of the last 3 years.
Great.
And, you know, we found exactly what you said. The more you learn, the deeper you grow in your love and appreciation of the faith. And
amen.
Through a lot of fellowship and reading, listening to programs like Catholic Family Radio, or Immaculate Heart Radio, getting hooked in with Dynamic Catholic, the Matthew Kelly, and we just really feel this great need to do more evangelizing. In fact, we're now involved with an evangelization team at our church. But I find that, you know, I really want to evangelize to my family, but yet knowing the perils of trying to evangelize to family. So I would just like to get maybe some of your tips on how to deal with family, you know, being able to be bold, be Catholic, but yet at the same time respecting their ideas and thoughts and experiences without being offensive.
Right.
Well, that's the $64,000 question we're exploring today. Go ahead, Co.
Amen, Patrick. Yeah, Tom, you know, one thing that comes to mind for me is when we're at the dinner table with family and we're engaging in conversation, things that are not do not cause much tension. You know, if you notice, if you ever take a step back and think about it, it's natural because it's just a part of who you are. It's a part of your mental thought process. It's in a conversation format. And basically, a lot of times when we share things in conversation, we're sharing things that have brought joy to our own lives. And when we share things as a gift with others, it seems in my own experience, the walls sort of go down and the person does not feel threatened by what I am saying. And so I often try to employ that when I'm talking about the faith with others, that I'm content enough with my faith, I'm confident enough with my faith in my relationship with Jesus, that I can share that with others as a great joy in my life, as a gift in my life. So for example, like, you know, we talk about movies, Patrick, and we mm-hmm. say, hey, this was a great movie, it did this for me, X, Y, Z.
Yep.
And I think we can sort of kind of take the same model when we're sharing our Lord, you know? So when, for example, when your family member asks, so what did you do this week? You know, what did you do this weekend? How are things going? Oh, things are going great. What's going on in your life? Well, I'm going to be working at Catholic Answers. What is Catholic Answers? There's the open door for the conversation of sharing the faith. And, you know, Tom, you can apply that in your own life. Well, what's going on, Tom? Well, you know, I read this great book this week about marriage and family life and couples praying together or whatever it maybe. And I read this book by Matthew Kelly. You ought to check it out, you know, and go to his website. It's about this, it's about that. And you can just share it in natural conversation and look for those opportunities, Tom. When people ask questions, very often you're able to respond to the question by sharing with them what's going on in your life. And practically the majority of the time, I'm sure what's going on in your life is something to do with the faith.
Look how easily we talk about films that we love,
amen,
musicians
yeah.
we follow, sports teams we follow, and they're exciting to us, and we're happy to share that excitement. But how invested are we to share the excitement of how Jesus is our, you know, is our
yeah.
all? Is the, you know, the? I mean, you and I have dream jobs.
You
and I will sit on an airplane. I love asking this question. If it's a longish flight, I'll say, "Hi, I'm Patrick. Oh, nice to meet you, Patrick. What do you do, Bob?"
Yeah.
Because I know the next question
is, what do you do?
I'm creating my own open door.
That's right.
But if you don't have that, you can still find ways of telling your story. And I'm really glad you brought this up, Tom, because one of our good friends here at Catholic Answers is Dr. Ralph Martin. And one of the things Dr. Martin teaches his seminarians is not just book knowledge, which is important, not just Thomas Aquinas, scripture, tradition, which is all important, but learn how to tell your story.
Story, amen.
Beautiful, because then you can't argue with it. It's just your experience.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, Patrick and Tom. You know, everybody wants to tell their story. So as you're saying, Patrick, invite the other person to tell their story. And then the logical next question is, well, what's your story, basically?
Yeah.
And then you're able to share that story with them. Does that help, Tom?
It does. Just one question, though. for clarification, do you witness differently to your family, your immediate family, brother, sister?
Oh, yeah. That's
you would with friends.
Glad you're...
Or with people you don't know. With people you
sure.
don't know.
Easier with strangers, toughest with family, right? Family is usually the toughest room.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, but at the same time, you know, natural conversation with family members and friends is, what's up? You know, what's going on in your life if you haven't seen them in a while, or if it's in the past week? You know, the model of saying, this is a great joy in my life. This is something I read this week. This, you know, I listened to this great radio broadcast, you know, and mm-hmm. I learned this, you know. So looking for those subtle ways to share your story, maybe not the story that you would normally tell to somebody you're just meeting, but just the story of your life that day or the story of your life that week and the mm-hmm. good things that the Lord has blessed you with, you can share those gifts with others. And by God's grace, it will minister to them.
Tom, I'd recommend you visit a website. This is a Catholic couple who have just been through hell's kitchen and back. They almost got divorced. They discovered mutual adultery at the same moment and were ready to call it quits. They had two kids. He had had a vasectomy. And by God's grace and an enormous act of courage on both their parts, they turned their marriage around. He had the reversal, five more kids.
Beautiful.
It's Greg and Julie Alexander of San Antonio, Texas. Go to thealexanderhouse.org and find out more. I highly recommend their book, Marriage 911. I'm bringing this up, Tom, because when you're talking to married couples, a lot of married couples, Carlo, go through a rough patch that no one else knows about. And they have the double life and the Catholic, you know, appearance of church, and it all looks good from the outside.
Right.
But they find it hard to open up to other couples because they're hurting or they're struggling. And that's a great book to help with, open a conversation with married couples. Thanks for your witness, Tom. Keep the faith in Chino Hills, California.